Hello and welcome to Jom Pakai IoT Podcast or Let's Do IoT Podcast. My name is Mazlan Abbas. I will be your host today to talk about how IoT and AI can play a role in campuses, or we turn this campus into a smart campus. And we've seen there's a lot of universities nowadays. Some of them are quite old, but some of them are quite new. And the new ones, it's much easier for them to build new technologies within their campuses themselves. So it's the same like campuses, it's just same like any cities around the world. If there is already what we call the greenfield city and a brownfield cities. The brownfield cities is when there's already a residence, there's already infrastructure that being built in, and residents have been living there for hundreds of years. So there's a lot of issues and pain points, and in order for you to build any IoT solution in that kind of smart cities, you need to retrofit them. Yeah, but you know there's a lot of pain points. But in greenfield smart cities, you see this is very well planned. No one is living there, but you plan it in much earlier stage. What are the kind of infrastructure, the IT infrastructure, and the new services that you want to build in? So let's take a look at how the same analogy that can be done for campuses themselves. And we see there's a lot of new technologies now, and especially in the universities, they are working on new things. They should be able to implement this advanced technology in their campus and making sure that all the stakeholders within the campus, for example, the students, the lecturers, and the administrations, are able to utilize the technology to their best. So one of the things that IoT can do is how it can reshape the student engagement, making sure that the students are able to access and interact the educational materials everywhere, the ability for them to give more interactive learning environment, more comfort, the way that they study and all that. So that is for the students themselves. But it's also look at how IoT can help to optimize the campus operations, the costs that incurred in managing the whole infrastructure of the campus, including the energy, water, and the space themselves. So how IoT can help in managing these consumptions or the usage patterns within the campus. And also maybe other than the students, it's the lecturers themselves, in making sure that they have the right tools to give the students a better way of learning. So let me share with you some examples, most likely about 15 examples of how smart campus applications that will use IoT and also artificial intelligence. One, you can turn the classroom into what we call intelligent classroom systems. You will see that the system that utilizes the AI and IoT can adjust the classroom environment according to the students' preferences, providing them a very personalized and efficient learning experience. Secondly, provide them with the interactive learning tools. So if there is IoT devices which can interact with the students, so it will present them in very dynamically, so they can facilitate better engagement and enhance understanding of complex concepts. Yeah. Thirdly, you can use smart attendance system, either using facial recognition AI or simple RFID technology. So these systems will automatically mark student attendance when they enter the classroom, when they exit the classroom. Fourth, look at predictive maintenance. We see that a lot of data that been collected, and AI can analyze the data to predict the campus facilities which needs maintenance, and also to reduce any downtime or maybe improve efficiency. Fifth, look at the AI tutoring systems. You can have personalized AI tutors that can help students to learn at their own pace, their own style, and giving them a personalized feedback about their assignments based on their also the learning progress. Sixth, help them in terms of the smart parking system. So you can have sensors that can monitor and manage the available parking spaces in real time, guiding any drivers to the available spots, and most likely it will reduce congestion. Seven, intelligent energy management. So IoT that can monitor the usage across all the campus, it would help you to optimize the consumption of electricity, whereas you know, sometimes some buildings, some halls are not switched off, you know, the aircon and all that. So it will help you to reduce any cost of energy. Number eight, adaptive lighting systems. So you can put motion sensors. These systems will adjust based on occupancy and the time of the day. So that will in fact help you to conserve energy. Yeah. And number nine, remote learning platform. So I think this is one of the things that we have been doing now, to access any classroom materials from anywhere around, inside or outside the campus. So enable the remote learning, making sure that everyone or education can be more inclusive. Number 10, enhanced security systems. We know that this with IoT and AI, you can monitor the campus activities, detect any unusual behavior, provide any alerts to ensure any safety, to ensure their safety. 11, the smart libraries. You put IoT inside the libraries, which can automate the check-ins and the check-outs. So you less of this paper, provide any book recommendations using any AI. So even use maybe robots for you to do a book retrieval, find your books anywhere in the library themselves. Number 12, AI-based career counseling. So if you can use an AI algorithms that can analyze the students' data, the students' interests, and maybe also looking at the market trends, this counsel, this AI counselor can help you in terms of career guidance. You know, with this kind of interest, your profile, these are the market trends, they can advise you what kind of career that you want to take in the future. Number 13, of course, the health monitoring systems. If you can have a wearable IoT devices that can monitor the health of the students and the staff, alert them if they need healthcare, or send the data to the healthcare professionals to make any medication or advice. Number 14, the waste management system. We can monitor the waste levels or the garbage or bins across all the campus, and we can schedule the waste collection as required. And this is actually, we promote a very clean and more sustainable environment. And lastly, number 15, space utilization systems. We see that lecture rooms, lecture halls, with that AI algorithm can analyze to optimize the usage of the campus spaces, where the place that you study, even the place at your events or administrative purposes for meeting and library and so on and so forth. So this actually leads a better utilization of any available space. And of course, it increases the overall campus efficiency. So you don't need a big space, but within a small space, you can fully utilize them. So I think there's a lot of things that IoT and also AI can help in terms of revolutionize the education system or making this the whole campus smarter. So one last note, that with all this information that you collect from all the sensors, you require a platform to aggregate this data. So we suggest a platform like Fabriot. You take a look at fabriot.com, fabriot.com, to take a look at how Fabriot can collect and aggregate all this data and display that on a simpler dashboard, or you can use this data for your AI or machine learning algorithm. So I think with that, I'll end this session. So we'll meet again in the next episode. Bye.